You are listening to the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama. Joining us this week is David Denton, and we're going to be talking about the Natural Bridge here in Alabama. David, thank you for being here today. We're so excited for this episode.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to learn more from you about the longest natural bridge east of the Rockies. I mean, how cool is that? But before I get too carried away, David, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and your connection to Natural Bridge, please?
Sure. It's a family business that my family purchased in the fall of 1980. I come from a family of 10 kids. I grew up in the Midwest. Mom and dad, of course, are both from the South. Dad from Mississippi, mom from Alabama. They wanted to move back toward retirement. So that's what their plan was. And it's a beautiful thing for me growing up in the Midwest to have that bridge and go back home, as it were, to Alabama.
Yeah, that is so cool, especially that you get to just, you know, visit and explore whenever you wanted to. Yeah. That is cool. Well, thanks again for being here with us. We've got some fun things to talk about. So let's get started with talking about what is a natural bridge for our listeners.
Well, I tell you, it's one of them things that just sticks up in the air. And once you come around the corner at the park and see it 60 feet in the air, it's 148 feet long. The cool air coming from inside the bluff there. It's fascinating. It's a sandstone arch with veins of iron ore, and that's what holds it together, just like a bridge you would see that's well designed. It's a fascinating sight to see.
That is so cool. And it's even more cool that you get to visit the park and explore pretty much anytime you want to, huh?
Yeah. It is an amazing time. I'm back and forth between St. Louis and the park. So I get to experience the park in its natural, pristine beauty. The other is seeing tourists. I love the people. Some are repeats that have been there before, bringing family and friends. That being said, it's a unique experience, especially hidden in the hills of North Alabama.
Yeah. And I was very surprised the first time that I visited the park that I didn't have to hike a long ways to see the natural bridge. You just kind of go up this little path and then you just, it's right there in front of you. And it is so breathtaking and it's huge and amazing when you walk around that corner. So, yeah. So what else could someone expect to see as they walk through the park and around in the bridge area?
You will see rock formations along the way. They're unique. They're like five cutouts along the bluff all the way down to the end of the trail. And there's a little waterfall at the end. Then you come back on the lower trail. It is amazing to see different types of foliage, the trees that are there as well. Certain seasons bring about certain beauty as well. May pops are popped up now, plenty of them. Someone just made a recent remark. I've never seen that many little May pops all in one place. Dogwoods tend to bloom in the spring. Azaleas right around the building. So you're going to see a variety of things. Of course, the change of colors in the fall. And then one of the things that happened when the foliage was off of the trees, my dad looked up at the corner of the bluff, and not far from the entrance right there at the gift shop, at the point of the bluff, there's an Indian face etched into the corner of the bluff. And it was a eureka moment for my dad to look up and say, oh, my goodness. And no one had ever noticed that since we'd been at the park since 1980. So it was about 20 years ago, my dad pointed that out. So unique things that are
there. I remember seeing that. There's a little sign there that tells you to make sure that you do not miss that. But yeah, it is so cool because it really does look like an Indian's face there. It's amazing. I've got a picture of that.
Yeah. They were there way before us.
Yeah.
Traveling through North Alabama. So it's a beautiful place as it is natural to us now, as natural them then.
Yeah. So do you know about any Native American history in that area? Like what they might have used that area for, the bridge and the kind of little cave-like area?
Well, to happen upon that would be the most fascinating thing, to see a natural arch sticking way up in the air. Of course, the Alabama Native history, there are plenty of talk about Cherokee, Choctaw Creek, but that's something that I haven't spent a lot of time researching, but I know some of the folks at the university have done a lot of work on Indians in North Alabama.
Yeah, I can imagine coming up on that. It would just be amazing to be able to use that as some shelter and way back, what, thousands of years ago. So that's really cool. That is really cool. So you mentioned the waterfall at the back of the park. How long is the trail that takes you back there? Like how long would you have to hike to get back there and then come back out?
So it's at the turnaround point. Once you get there, you drop back on the lower trail. The trail totally is about almost a mile around. And so there are plenty of hiking up along the upper trail and then a little easier on the way home on the lower trail.
Yeah, I took that little trail and walked back there, and I was very pleasantly surprised to find a waterfall because I love waterfalls. So, of course, naturally, I'm taking videos and pictures of the waterfall, and it's very pretty back there. So, yeah. So would you say the hike was a pretty easy hike for people to make?
Up to the bridge, yes. Then there's the upper trail, some twists and turns there. So it's a little more rugged on the top.
Okay.
Than on lower trail.
Okay. So maybe easy to moderate then.
Yes.
A hike. Okay. All right. That's good to know, because we get a lot of people asking about hikes and easy hikes for people who are older, people with, you know, children, things like that. So that's always good to include in there. Now, is it a dog friendly place? Can you take your dog if it's on a leash?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's been more common back in the day. Go back 40 years ago. A lot of people didn't bring their dogs as they do today.
Yeah.
And people were traveling, they're taking their critters with them. we get all kinds. And it's been a unique experience just watching people bring all different sizes and shapes and colors of dogs, different breeds.
Yeah.
They become part of the family to them.
That's right. That's right. They're fur babies. Got to bring them along on the vacation.
Correct.
That's cool. Okay. So what else is included then in the natural bridge experience? What else would we encounter when we visit the park?
So when you come in, you'll come in and sign a guest registry. That's in the gift shop. And we have a gift shop that my sister-in-law has really put a lot into. For her, it's a real passion, and it's not a tourist trap gift shop like many times you would see. There are some tourist gifts there.
Yeah.
However, you get some t-shirts, that you can get pottery, cedar. There are all kinds of gifts, candles, lotion. You can get it. it's such a great variety that my sister-in-law has put, and my brother as well. They worked hard to have a great gift shop.
Okay, that's cool. Or is it mostly like locally made things or Alabama made items that's in the gift shop?
Yes, we do try to buy things from Alabama, and we have some suppliers in Alabama, but others in the Midwest and up East as well. So we have a variety. It is that variety where we want people to have a great experience when they come to a gift shop, that they're going to take something home with them because they're thinking about themselves or someone else.
Yeah. A little something to remember their visit. I always like to take something home when I go somewhere too. So I appreciate an amazing gift shop, and I've been there. Y'all do have a good variety of things in the gift shop. So that's cool. So what about picnic areas? Can people take food and spend the day?
Sure. There are picnic tables around the parking lot.
Okay.
On either side of the lots. And a lot of people do come and bring a picnic basket. Some come while traveling. Some as family comes in to visit, or a meeting place where people meet, a good central location to come to the park.
Yeah, so you could pack up a picnic lunch, take it, eat it, hike, spend the whole day. It sounds like a fun day to me.
Yeah, it is that.
Cool. So what is your favorite part of the park?
I think for me, and I'm kind of biased, I love being at the park. There are so many things that really accent the beauty, different kinds of trees. The wild magnolias are fascinating. Take a regular glossy magnolia leaf that's thick and shiny, the wild magnolia, also called the cowcumber. It's about 3 feet in diameter, the whole bloom. The bloom is similar to a regular magnolia. Mm-hmm. It just crops out, and it's one of those beautiful features. The hemlocks are there, dropping their little small cones. There, the ferns are beautiful. There's so much that you could talk about. My favorite part is really people. People come and go, and some, when they come back, they remind you, I was here 20 years ago, talked to your dad. Dad since passed away in 2018, and Dad sat in a rocking chair, and he greeted a lot of customers. Some go back as far as the early 80s. They say, I remember when I was through here, there was a little white Dalmatian dog. My brother picked up on the highway. Someone dumped him off. We called him Spotty. He was deaf, but he was the best tour guide we could ever have. He just trot out to the cars to see people walk into the gift shop and then go on the trail with him. He was tremendous. And there's so many things, but people are important. People are your business. That's your life. And my family has been there to cater to a lot of people. Some have been repeat customers. They come or just want to stop by and say hello. Some will write a letter or a card, but the compliments that they had about my parents, it has always been tremendous. Or my brother and my sister-in-law, they have given compliments, and some become almost like your family.
That is so cool, because it's just really neat that this park is owned by your family and you've got those kind of relationships, because a lot of big attractions, you know, they're owned by businesses. So you don't have that kind of, you know, intimate relationships with people that own it. So that is so neat. That's cool. And I love Spotty. He sounds like an amazing dog.
Yeah. Sure do miss that dog.
Oh, Spotty. I love it. So do you have any specific fun memories in the park that you'd like to share with us?
I believe it was the summer of 1980. We were down to Jasper visiting my grandpa, aunts and uncles and cousins. So mom and dad thought, well, we're going to stop by. And we had a great time. It was a real adventure for my siblings. We were teenagers. Yeah, it was a fun experience. So being in the South, that's where our roots are. That was my favorite experience, early to go there for the very first time. Then my parents later bought the business, and after high school, as I said earlier, I went down and lived there, developed that stronger Southern accent. When I would come back to St. Louis, people would make fun of me.
That's funny. Yeah, sometimes we do get made fun of for our Southern accent, but, you know, hey, it's unique. It's cute. It's endearing. That's what it is. It's an endearing accent. That is so neat. So any last information that you'd like to share about the bridge?
Yeah. So there was one feature that they drilled for a well hidden artesian spring. It's been flowing since the 50s. It just doesn't stop. It has a unique flavor to the water, but at one time it flowed, they gauged it 160 gallons a minute.
Wow.
So it was really putting out water. But the fascinating thing is you hit a vein and it continues to be an artesian spring that some people come just to get a few gallons of that water and then they're on their way.
Yeah. So does it make you younger if you drink this artesian water? I'm teasing.
I'm not so sure about that.
We've just started a rumor right there now. I have people showing up.
Yeah, we flocking heard, from right. all parts of the world.
Oh, Well, each time we do a podcast episode, we always ask our Facebook followers if they have any questions that they would like answered in the episode. And so this week's winning question was, can you walk across the Natural Bridge?
Okay. To answer that, for insurance purposes, we do not allow that. Some people have tried. One lady ended up in the hospital a huge fall. And the husband said, I told you not to do that. but there's some people who try to stretch the limits. I think that's in all of us.
Right.
But it's not permitted.
Okay. Well, this was such a fun episode. Thank you so much for joining me, David. And for all of our listeners out there, where can we find Natural Bridge on social media?
Okay. So on the North Alabama website, you can find it there. There are some links there.
Okay.
And as you said earlier, we hit the top 10, right?
Yes. You're always at the top of our searches on our website. So yeah, northalabama.org.
Yeah. We've been a part of that organization for, I think, nearly 40 years. And as I said before, Jenny Brownlow, we talked about Jenny, the nicest lady. She would come or call. Great, great person. And that was the beginning of a longstanding relationship with the great organization.
Well, we sure appreciate your family being one of our members for a very long time. So it's very appreciated.
Yeah, it's a mutual thing. We do really enjoy it.
Yeah. Well,
cool. Some great folks there.
Well, great. I appreciate you talking to me about Natural Bridge Park. And North Alabama's social platforms are linked in the description. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next time with more about unexpected adventures in North Alabama. This has been another episode of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and produced by Relic.